Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters. Carthage in Tunisia, vandals in Tunis. The wave of rioting which has spread across Tunisia is the result of years of pent-up frustration over unemployment, prices and political repression. The situation has become so dangerous that the government has declared a dusk-to-dawn curfew in and around the capital, Tunis. Despite hundreds of riot police and armoured vehicles patrolling the streets, the measures had little immediate effect on Wednesday night. Protesters threw stones at police, who responded by firing tear gas. It seems they also used live ammunition. Agence France-Presse reports at least one young man was shot dead by police. The protests began last month when an unemployed graduate set himself on fire after police confiscated his fruit and vegetable stall because he didn't have the correct paperwork. The demonstrations started in Mohamed Bouazizi's hometown of Sidi Bouzid, that's in central Tunisia. They quickly spread around the country. Mohamed died from his injuries last week, and that sparked a renewed wave of violence which has now reached the capital. Protesters say up to 50 people have been killed by police during the rioting. The government denies using excessive force. Tunisia's ambassador to London, Hatem Atalla, has told us that demonstrations are accepted by the government, but the violence was being orchestrated by gangs. Why, he asked, would students want to destroy offices, banks, department stores? These are not students, he said. They are organised gangs using students as camouflage. The communications minister, Samir Labidi, denied that the police had killed any protesters. He said the deaths had occurred during attacks and acts of vandalism against public buildings, police stations and schools. He accused religious extremist movements and extremist movements from the left for the violence. Having originally called the protesters terrorists, Tunisia's president, Zine El Abidine Ben Ali, has now sacked his interior minister, Rafik Belhaj Kassem. That's in a bid to counter the allegations of brutality. But the roots of the protest, they go much deeper than the events of the last month. And the ruling elite appears to be beginning to understand that the level of frustration in the country over prices, unemployment, high-level corruption and repression need to be addressed. The president has announced a plan to create 300,000 jobs. There are reforms to healthcare, extra grants for students. It seems a little ambitious, given the economic problems this country of 11 million people faces. Tunisia provides free university education for everyone, and this has resulted in the university population being the largest group in the education sector. There's thousands of young graduates chasing very few graduate-level jobs each year. Graduate unemployment is thought to be running at 30%. When Julius Caesar built a Roman city on the ruins of Carthage, he also built a flourishing economy centred on the city which lies just outside Tunis. Carthage was a magnet for trade and tourism. The Vandals took it in the 5th century, beginning a long period of neglect, culminating in collapse when the Arabs arrived 200 years later. So who are today's Vandals? The protesters who have indeed attacked and destroyed state property? Or the state for neglecting the population? If there was full employment and a vibrant economy, the repression by the government on political freedoms might be sustainable. But the current situation has created a tinderbox of frustration, with people now openly challenging the 23-year rule of President Ben Ali. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.